Hi, my name is Carrie Underley, and I am the author of The Art of Beef Cutting, a meat professional's guide to butchery and merchandising. If you'd like to learn more, please visit us at www.rangepartners.com.
You're listening to iWine Radio. My name is Lynn Crelo Chamberlain, host. As a third generation butcher, Carrie Underley witnessed the art of beef cutting at a very young age. With her own passion for the craft ignited, Carrie became a journeyman meat cutter. And after gaining experience at the retail level, she moved on to meat education, merchandising, and muscle research. As a consultant to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Carrie Underley helped create the flat iron steak and the Denver cut. She is the founder of Range Inc., a consultancy dedicated to helping companies in the perishable marketplace develop merchandising tools and new market strategies. She speaks frequently on the topic of retail meat marketing and conducts training seminars on meat merchandising for chefs and students. She's joining us today to talk about her brand new book, which is called The Art of Beef Cutting, A Meat Professional's Guide to Butchering and Merchandising. And Carrie, I was telling my husband that when I was in undergraduate school, my major was animal science. And so I remember I had to take one semester of a class that I was learning the different cuts of a cow.
Yes.
And I wish that information would have stuck in my brain more, because it's very useful in life if you cook.
Well, that's why the art of beef cutting is a great tool for you, because I had that actually in mind, was with the meat science or animal science students to actually capture all the beef cuts and then even have the Latin muscle names, you know, to go with your science classes, so people could connect the dots with all the, you know, retail cut names and the Latin muscle names.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in South Bend, Indiana. So I live in Chicago right now, so that's not too far.
Okay, and I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, pretty much. But I went to Ohio State University, where I was studying animal science as an undergraduate, and then moved graduate school on to basically winemaking.
Wow.
But they're kind of all connected. It all has to do with what we eat and drink to some extent.
Yes, ma'am.
This book is an incredibly unique format with unbelievable amount of photography in it. Whose idea was it to come up with this different formatting for The Art of Beef Cutting?
Well, guilty as charged.
Okay.
It was me. We did something a little unique with the book, is we actually produced it in-house. So, you know, typically when you write a book, you go to a publisher and say, here's an idea, and then you get funded, but I went ahead and created the book, and really keeping the end user in mind. And, you know, it's spiral bound, it lays flat, so if you actually want to use the book, you know, it's useful. And given my background in marketing, and I've done a lot of retail cut chart posters for the industry, I have a real passion for photography, and so I really want to just put a lot of detail into the photos. It just seemed to me that, honestly, that's the expensive part of a book.
Yes,
and I really wanted to focus my energies on making sure that the photos were amazing.
So you did the photographs also?
I had a photographer, but I worked with a photographer, but I mean, I had to come up with, I mean, I cut the meat, I bought the meat, they're my hands.
Yes.
And then worked with a photographer, styled the product, everything.
Well, it is definitely, it's a teacher's guide, and I wouldn't be surprised. Did it ever occur to you that this would be used or could potentially be used in an academic scenario?
Honestly, it did cross my mind.
Yeah.
But the funny part about it is, you know, when I started thinking of my peers on who would be a target for the book, I was thinking butchers and retailers,
right,
chefs, home consumers, and then lastly, I was thinking, oh, probably culinary schools.
Yeah.
And the beauty of it is it's completely turned around. And so the biggest need and use for the book is actually in schools and people that are just looking for another layer of education. So
I believe it. I absolutely believe it. I believe it. Now, let's go over. I'd like to, for you to, because we don't have that much time, and I should say that Carrie is exceptionally knowledgeable about pairing wines with beef as well, but that's not part of the book. Talk to us about the table of contents, how you have the book laid out.
Sure. The book is set up to kind of walk somebody through if, you know, you didn't know what a cow was.
Yes.
You know, it talks about that. It gives cutting techniques, so what is filleting, what is double butterflying, things like that, words like denuding. So then I have like a skills chapter and all of those different things. And then it just goes step by step by step on basically every subprimal in the cow and how to merchandise it. And then when we get to the flavor chapter, I start talking about things like umami and, you know, different ways to tenderize and add balance with wine or food and wine together and how to pair that. And a couple of the other chapters that are kind of interesting. So if you want to make money, there's a profit chapter.
Yeah.
So flavor, profit. But the majority of the book is step-by-step photos on how to cut your own beef.
We always hear, and I don't know how real this is, or at least in 2011, 2012, that, you know, women in other countries, you know, in France, Italy, whatever, they, you know, go, they cut their own meat, or they go to the butcher and say, please cut it that way. I don't think most American women would even know what to say if they walked up to a butcher, an independent butcher, let alone a butcher at a grocery store.
Yes, and, you know, what's kind of, it's been fun for me is in my travels, it's like people are really comforted knowing that they go and chat with the woman who's a butcher.
Because
it's like
yeah.
that intimidation factor is not there. It's like, oh, she can help me. But, you know, I think the biggest thing about going and talking to the butcher is it's just doing it, you know. I think people sometimes get a little afraid, but they're very knowledgeable folks. And, you know, ask them questions, tell them why you're there, you know, are you celebrating? Did you just get this great bottle of wine and you want a nice mild beef tenderloin steak to go with it, you know. Just talk to the butcher. And, you know, butchery's back. We need jobs in America. And why not put the labor back in the grocery stores and the restaurants and have in-house butchery?
How do people become certified as a butcher, or is it mainly like interning where they learn on the job?
Yeah, it's primarily now it is on the job training. If you're fortunate enough to work with a store or a chef that has a journeyman program, I actually apprenticed for 3 years. And so when you think about my college degree and then apprenticing for 3 years and then honing your skills, it's like I should have been a surgeon. But
no joke.
Right. But yes, definitely, you know, if this is something you're interested in and you would like to volunteer time, you know, you could try to go and see if you can walk in and see if they'll teach you. But right now it's really, and that's another reason why I wrote the book is because, you know, basically the final generation that learned on whole animal butchery is about to retire. And my dad being one of them, he just retired, of course. And I wanted to capture that knowledge and pass it on, you know. So
you have a picture in here of your family's shop, Underlee's Market. Is that still open?
No, no. It closed in the early 80s. That was kind of when the big expansion of,
grocery store.
Yes.
And so, are you the only person in your family right now who's working in the profession and third generation?
Yes. Like I said, my dad just retired, and my sister's a vegetarian.
Oh, isn't that a riot?
Isn't it?
But does she know how to cut meat? That's the real question.
Oh, I don't think so.
You know, I know women who are vegetarian, but they cook meat for their husbands and children.
Yes. No, she's not interested, but, you know, I was just looking at it. It's just what I've always known, so I was comfortable around it, and, you know, why not get an after-school job doing that? And then it just turned into a way to pay for my college.
And what were you studying in college?
Business administration. I wanted to be a meat executive or a meat director, you know?
Oh, wow.
So I was able to basically parlay my meat knowledge and my education and turn it into a marketing company. And it's been a blast.
I think one of my favorite parts of the book are your the appendix that you have.
Oh, thank you. Those appendixes, it's funny when somebody asks you, what do you really like about the book? And I'm like, oh, you know, and I get excited about the appendix.
Yes.
Account. It's strange.
Yes.
And I'm like, no, but you don't understand.
That's an immense amount of work, lot of work.
Yes. You know, there's two that I'm particularly proud of. One is cooking methods and styles. So then I list every cut that I put in the book. And then I, you know, put stars as far as tenderness and flavor, and then dollar signs for cost. And then tell you what application you can use for every cut. You know, a lot of people get confused on what cuts go well and how to prepare them. That's a very helpful tool. And then also the meat purchase specifications pages are really in-depth. Talking about your meat science background, I list all the Latin muscle names by cut.
Oh, my gosh.
If anybody's familiar with these, this is all in here.
And you have a section on... Hold on, let me get it out before we run out of time. Latin American cut names and cooking methods and French cut names. I have to tell you, this is just a fantastic book, and I recommend it to everybody to pick up a copy, even if you're vegetarian. The Art of Beef Cutting by Carrie Underley. Thank you so very much for joining us today on Wine and Dine.
Thank you so much.
We will have links up for you to learn more. It is a feast for the eyes. The Art of Beef Cutting by Carrie Underley. iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iwineradio.com.